Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Tim Balcom, who's Executive Vice President with Shaw's Residential Business. Tim, how you doing?
Doing great, Kemp. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. Good to spend time with you here on a Monday. Last week, while I was at the HD Expo show in Las Vegas, the announcement came out that you guys had committed to be an exhibitor at Dometex USA's debut trade show in Atlanta next February. Let's talk about that in a minute. First, I'd like to catch up with you on a couple things. Time flies. Last time I talked to you was September 2015, and that's when you took this role. Most people know that for many years at Shaw, you'd focused on the commercial side of the business, and then you shifted over as the leader in the residential business. Just catch up a little bit on that. First, since I've talked to you, Randy Merritt and John Godwin has retired. So how has all that gone?
Well, certainly we miss their contributions on a daily basis. They were certainly instrumental to building both our company and our culture. We continue to talk to them from the other side, if you will. Those friendships remain. As I came over in September, it was in anticipation of both of those guys' retirement. So I certainly tried to take advantage of the time I had with them to listen and learn from them and add my own unique perspectives also. And they were both very gracious in offering their perspectives, but also giving me the freedom to learn and grow and challenge things.
Yeah, so that's given you more day-to-day responsibility. And also, Scott Salen's been named in John's position, so that's been a smooth transition as well, right?
It has, and I will say that Scott is both John's position plus. One of the things that I'm trying to do is to push three brands forward.
Yep, right.
Our biggest brand being Shaw Floors. So Scott is the brand leader for Shaw Floors, which now incorporates the retail piece, of course, but it also incorporates the home center piece. So Bob Hardaway will report to Scott. And then Mark Tucker, who's replaced Mickey Long, will also report to Scott.
And he's got the builder segment.
Yes, the builder. So Scott will unify our approach with retail replacement, both through our customers directly and also through buying groups, and then the builder segment and the home center segment, because those are really the three ways that the consumer interacts with Shaw Floors.
Yeah. All right. And the other two brands is the Anderson Tuftex and the Cortec, right?
And Cortec, correct.
Yeah. And I know you've got a lot of exciting things going on there, and we'll get into that in just a minute. So a couple other little things. Just if I'm talking to a business leader, I like to ask about business conditions. How's the first quarter been for Shaw?
You know, the first quarter was very good in spite of January and February starting a little slower than I think all of us anticipated. Mm-hmm. You always hate to blame the weather, but the weather is something that happens. And in one sense, you say, well, gee, every year January and February is challenging. But I think each year the weather presents some interesting. You know, we saw that all across, even the home centers as they reported across all construction medians. January and February were a little challenging, but March and April have been fantastic.
And while I was at HD Expo, you were at the Berkshire Hathaway annual meeting in Omaha. I understand you and Pete Doshea ran into Warren Buffett, right?
We did, and I tell you what, a thrill. It's my first time ever at that venue. I've always heard it was Woodstock for capitalists, and that certainly proved to be the case between people queuing up outside to get in at 5:30 in the morning. And I have to say, our booth, which was open to shareholders, was just swamped both days.
And everybody was poised. Anybody that reads the Wall Street Journal, they wanted to know if he was going to name any successors and name any time schedule, right?
He was, but it was still, you know, quote, the Warren and Charlie show, at least with the shareholders, and both of them seemed to be making sure that the culture maintains, both in their humble way, were saying that Berkshire Hathaway's grown to be more than just the Warren and Charlie show.
Yeah, okay. Now, while you were doing that, I was at HD Expo, and Shaw Hospitality won a Resilient Award for a product you designed in collaboration with the Rockwell Group out of New York. So congratulations on that as well.
I tell you, we're always proud of having collaborations. I think it allows us to get those outside customer perspectives and then bring our ability to execute and interpret.
You know, one quick thing I want to mention, we just finished our annual report. It's our May issue. One of the big headline items is your growth and resilience. You've very rapidly grown to be over $1 billion in wholesale value of resilient flooring. So that's an amazing accomplishment for Shaw.
We are very excited about that category and our agility in that category, and our what we really are striving hard to do is to really understand the voice of the customer and the various segments and various ways that we can, quote, improve the category.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's move to this big news. Dometex, many people know, have been putting on the biggest show in the world in Germany for many years, I think almost 30 years. So now they're doing a Dometex USA, and I think they're positioning it as a regional show to start, and it's in Atlanta in February next year. And the news that came out last week is that you're going there with two brands, your Anderson Tuftex brand and your Cortec brands. And one little comment they put in the press release is that you're committed to, at this stage, you're going to be their largest exhibitor at that show.
What I'm excited about is the ability to put our heads together from multiple perspectives. And how do we bring excitement and claim the great leadership we have with all of flooring? We want it to be a celebration of possibilities for the consumer and end users. We are there with Anderson Tuftex and Cortec.
Yeah.
At least this first year, as you know, every other year we have a convention for Shaw Flooring Network.
Right.
They're in such proximity.
Mm-hmm.
We always struggle with just the pure size of Shaw Floors and the number of customers we have, as evidenced by the commitment we need to make to space with our two smaller but faster-growing high-profile brands. We really want to be a good host, and to do that, we've got to be able to be convening in the right environment with our customers.
Now, 19 will be an on year for your annual convention, right?
It will, and in fact, part of my travel last week, we had a group in Denver that's working on the conventions and finalizing those things. We have a very active dealer council. One of the things that we always want to do is make sure we're responsive to our direct customer, because it really is a network, you know, for our customers.
All right. So you'll continue to do the Aligned Dealer Show. You'll continue to do the regional shows. Those will be more of a Shaw floor brand focus. And then what you're doing at this show, and I'm assuming you'll continue to go to surfaces as well and focus on Cortec and Anderson Tuftex, right?
We will. And we're trying to concentrate our regional shows a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, out into the future, we know that in 19, we're really trying to emphasize attendance of the Southeast for those dealers that are appropriate into Orlando.
Yeah.
For our Aligned Dealer Convention.
Mm-hmm.
In the next year, we'll have the data of what diversity of our customer base was in Atlanta with Dometex.
Yeah.
And how do we meet that demand.
All right, very interesting. Okay, well, definitely want to cover all this. It's great to catch up with you. I've been talking to Tim Balkum, the Executive Vice President of Shaw's Residential Business, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.